Welcome to this episode of the Circle of the Panda podcast. If you're listening to this on the podcast outlets, you can also find us on our YouTube channel and on our website, circlethepanda.com. I do these videos sometimes from the Cabum F-150, that's where I am today, or a studio, or from a house, from an office, or from someone else's location. Just depends on where the setting is best. And what's cool today is I'm doing it from the Cabum F-150. As I was sitting here a while ago just preparing, a mockingbird sat on the truck behind me and one in the sun in front of me. You just never know what might show up when you're in this place. So let me talk about where is the leadership. We're currently living in a world where good leadership is lacking. In fact, it's terrible. We're seeing terrible examples of leadership. Now, in some of my studies this morning, I noticed that it's always been this way in the world. You'll see it. It runs in cycles. There's a bad set of leadership, then there'll be a good leadership, then there'll be a bad set of leadership, then there's a good set of leadership. I've seen that in the business world too, and some of my corporate experience. So be a good set of leaders with the good intentions, and then they'll either be removed or cycle out, and you get a bad set of leaders, and they'll get taken out, and there'll be a good set of leaders. Right now in the world in general, though, we're living in a situation where we're just seeing terrible leadership. So where is the leadership? It's still there. You just have to look hard to find it. Now, as I mentioned this in this podcast, I'm going to most likely offend someone. That's not my intention. Certainly not my intention at all. But if you get offended quickly, it might say something about who you're following or what you're following. I've seen people get offended at the slightest things. Well, it might say something about who you're following as a leader. Because remember this, we're not at war against one another, but instead the unseen world. Who is influencing us? What is influencing us? So if I state this and you get offended, just pause long enough to think about what is influencing you. So here we go. In general, the political environment is showing terrible leadership. Terrible leadership. Again, it goes through cycles. It has before. But right now, the political environment is showing terrible leadership. Mouthy about negative stuff. Just terrible language, the way they're abusing people verbally, the way what you're seeing in terms of lack of action or too much action or intentions of action. We're just seeing a political environment right now that's just like you get extremes. Either we're following someone who goes, really, that's what you think good leadership is? Checking out? Or we're following someone that's too much about themselves and their war being vindictive. It shows up in not every single environment, but it's showing up more so these days in the political environment overall. Where is the good leadership that's not showing anger, fear, overly emotional, lack of control? The political environment is just showing, in general, terrible leadership. Leadership in business has gone south quickly. Again, this is in general. There's some bright spots, and we're going to help pull those out in this podcast. But leadership in business in general has gone south quickly. Gotten distracted. People with great cultures that were created great cultures have gotten distracted by what's going on around us, by the leaders that are influencing them, about what they see personally. Leadership in business in general has just gone south quickly. Some church leadership is very poor. Now, I'm not saying the church. There's a difference between the church and a church. Big difference. But some church leadership has just gotten very, very poor. And then also, leadership in the family unit is off base and has been for some time. I had to call myself out from my family the other day. I said, look, I'm being influenced by a world that is not showing the best example in any of these key areas in leadership. I'm being influenced that way. There have been times when I've been a good leader. There's times when I've been a terrible leader. But more importantly, there are fewer times when I've been a great leader. And what I need to do is increase my intentions, at least, to be a great leader. But I, like everyone else, has been influenced. The political environment has influenced me. The business environment has certainly influenced me. The church leadership environment is, like I said, can be very poor, and it's influenced me. And then the family unit for many years has kind of lost track about how that shit was done by design. And that's lost it. So I also, by myself, have been influenced by those things. Where is the leadership? And that's the point I want to make in this episode. Leadership should not be done in the way that we're seeing it done. Remember that. It should not be done in the way that we're seeing it done today. Should not be done that way. So don't fall for it and don't believe it. You may have to live with it for a while, but the truth is, how it should be done is not what we're seeing. But here's the great news. Soon it will appear. Soon you're going to see the truth and how leadership should be done shown. As more and more of us say, wait a minute, what is happening here? How are we going to stand up and show the right kind of leadership? Where is it? Remember, where is the leadership? You will recognize it by its fruit. You will recognize it by its tone. And soon you will see it. But in these days, today, be very careful that you're not being overly influenced by what is seen as good leadership, but is not actually good leadership. Well, I'll end this episode right now, and you can find us at circleofthepanda.com. Wish you all the best. Peace to you.